Yes, sir.
Board of Appeals is now in session. I apologize for starting 2 minutes late. I don't think we've ever done that before. I'm going to postpone the minutes, hearing of the minutes. We can do that later. We have some other business we ought to take care of first, I believe. But this is a continued hearing before the Board of Appeals of the City of Gaithersburg on special exception case A549. It appears that the witness, Mary Ann Clark, is not available because of illness, so she can't be cross-examined today.
You need to speak louder.
Pardon me?
You need to speak a little louder.
Oh, okay. Should I repeat it, or?
Yeah.
It appears that the last witness, Mary Ann Clark, for the homeowner is ill, could not appear today, so we can't have a cross-examination. The attorney for the homeowners has indicated that he will not be here this evening. Now, I know there were a number of people who wanted to be to speak to the issues involved. They were going to be from the public. And I'm just asking now whether any members of the public who wanted to testify are here tonight. We could have them testify tonight.
South Storage Zone.
Okay.
You need to come to the microphone.
Come to the microphone, please. What? Where's? I'm sorry, it's going to be a change. We will not. I'm sorry, we won't be having a testimony tonight.
No.
A slight correction. You'll be able to testify, but not quite yet.
Okay, that's fine as well.
Executive session.
Move we go into executive session.
Is it not open?
No, but don't we need to make a proper motion on the executive session?
Put the form.
I have a form.
Here, I have it.
Okay. Oh, it's the first time I've ever done this. I move that the Board of Appeals conduct a closed executive session on February 29th at 7:35 p.m. and that the meeting be held pursuant to Section 10-508A7 of the State Government Article of the Annotated Code of Maryland for the purpose of consultation with legal counsel.
Your second.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. The Board of Appeals is back in session. The closed session was held by the Board of Appeals at 7:35 p.m. in the gallery of City Hall for the purpose of consulting with legal counsel William Chen. The closed session was held pursuant to Section 10-508A7 of the State Government Article of the Annotated Code of Maryland. No vote was taken during the session. All board members were present. Other than receiving the advice of Mr. Chen, no action was taken by the board in the closed session. And it adjourned at 8:15 p.m. The minutes of that closed session are maintained separately under seal. Mr. Resnick, I apologize for not giving you a chance to say something before we disappear. Do you have something you want to say for the record?
I'm somewhat of, I have a question about where we are and what we're doing.
Okay.
At this point.
I think the board, I don't think we'll be taking any testimony tonight.
Okay.
We'll start with that.
Well.
But I'm interested in hearing your comments about that.
Well, if the board, just so I understand the procedure.
We haven't made any decision on it. We weren't allowed to make a decision on it. It's just.
No. I'm just. We are concerned about getting this done.
Of course.
We're sympathetic to problems that come up with people's health, and the observation that I had made was that, well, sorry to hear about ill health, and, you know, we can cross-examine subsequently, but isn't there something we can do? And as I understood the email that you had issued on behalf of the board is, well, we'll do something, whether it's to have another witness here or talk to the public. And then if we're not going to take testimony tonight, then I guess when are we coming back to do that is my question.
Well, we're scheduled for the 16th right now.
All right, so in essence, the continuance has been granted.
Maybe.
Well, I mean, if we're not taking testimony tonight.
Right.
Am I not being clear? I'm just trying to figure out where we sit. We're coming back to take testimony
on the 16th. We'll.
Well, that would be the order of things, seeing as how they're still in their case.
I mean, you have, what was scheduled for you to cross-examine.
Well,
the witness. Obviously, the witness isn't
here to cross-examine. I'm good, but not that good.
and I think that after consideration, we will not be taking testimony from the public tonight either.
All right. The next scheduled date is the 16th.
Yes.
And it starts at 7:30. And when are we typically, I forgot from the last hearing, 10 or 11?
11.
I was just wondering whether there's any way we could manage this. I mean, I'll try to be brief in cross-examination. And
I'm sure.
Be laconic. Otherwise. And I know we have two dates. We have the 16th, and I believe it's the, is it the
20th?
The
20th.
I would ask that the chair use its best offices to see that the testimony is concluded in those two nights in terms of managing both of us.
I intend to do that.
Yeah, but yeah. I'm just saying.
To try and do that.
We took our position. We understand your position. We'll be back on the 16th. I'll try to make it short, but we just have to have an end to this.
Yeah, I understand.
I mean, each time I bring these people down, yeah. I mean, then I hear about it. And when I see it hasn't been continued, you know, it was not continued, so, well, we've got to be there. Let's go.
Yeah, well, we are sympathetic to the problems that are raises for you, but to some extent, we have our hands tied too. I know you know that.
Well, just I guess what this has been, if the board's going to make its decision to let's reconvene on the 16th and in effect grant the continuance, then okay, then we'll be back, and we'll try to get in and out as best we can.
Okay. Any other comments? I think what we're going to do next is take up the minutes so we can do something productive tonight. Unless you had something else, we're just going to go. I'm sorry to the gentleman in the back. You okay with it?
Yeah. No,
okay,
fine.
Good.
So
we're only going to do the minutes. You're welcome to stay.
If you wouldn't take it personally?
No. If I'm in your position, I wouldn't stay.
We're going to go into executive session.
To continue.
Marvin, will you make a motion?
Yeah, continue.
In the matter of A549, I move that we continue to the next session. It's March 16th.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
You don't need me for the minutes, do you?
For the minutes?
Yeah.
No.
Thank you. You don't need me, right?
I have a group of changes.
Thank you.
What I'm gonna do is so that you don't have to take, I'm not sure who's doing it, but so that you don't have to take notes, I've marked up my copy.
Okay, and just if you can give it, us the changes one more time, bring them back to the next meeting.
I wanna make sure.
Yeah, okay, Caroline, that's what she requested.
I'm sorry, can you say, tell me again where you are?
I didn't really say much, other than I was gonna give you a copy of my marked up minutes, so you don't have to take notes.
Okay.
Welcome to it. So, since I have a whole bunch of, let me read mine and then.
Well, you don't.
Pardon?
You don't have to read them, I mean, we'll just defer it and you can hand the changes.
But I wanna make sure the board doesn't have any.
Well, they'll see it.
We may disagree with it.
They'll see it, they'll see the changes.
We'll vote on the 16th.
You're saying don't approve them tonight?
Right.
Just do the changes, okay.
Yeah.
We'll vote on the 16th. On the. Or the 20th.
Okay.
Good night.
Good night.
That's just.
Do you wanna give these to me?
I'm gonna give this to you.
Okay.
But keep them, 'cause I like them back. These notes are for me, not for you.
Okay.
That word there goes in.
Alleged, okay.
Okay, that was a note from me. I don't know what the hell I meant over here.
Okay.
If I think of it, I'll let you know.
16th.
Anyway, this is just, she said this, she said this.
Okay, yeah.
Barbie.
Lots of them.
Barbie, why don't you go ahead and take a motion to defer the minutes, and then we can close the record, and then you can go over those with Caroline.
Thank you.
Okay, we're still on the record?
Yeah.
Make a motion?
Move to defer.
Make a motion to defer the minutes to
next meeting.
Next meeting, which would be March 16th.
Actually, we can do it March.
Actually, it's March 15th.
15th.
I won't be here on the 16th.
15th.
No.
We have a meeting the 15th and the 16th.
I thought they weren't doing the 15th meeting, 'cause two people weren't gonna be there.
I won't be here on the 15th.
It's okay, it's gonna be, yeah, and Vic won't be, but we can still.
There'll be three of you.
Yeah.
We'll have a quorum, and also.
And Mr. Wasserman.
The alternate can take part.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's the right.
It'll be heard.
We'll be fine, do it the 15th.
Okay.
Okay.
You're on.
Okay, make a motion to defer the minutes to the next meeting, which would be March 15th.
You second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Should we have a motion to adjourn, and then I can?
Yeah.
Move or adjourn?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye, aye, aye.
Okay, now, does anybody else have changes?